Hello, and welcome to Tell Me About Your Song, the podcast where I talk to musicians and songwriters about a song they've written. Today's guest is Gina Marie Dallaire of the band Great Gale, and the song she'll be talking about is named Dunes from her album Somewhere Moving. Where would you like to start with the song?
I think I'll start by talking about my band name, Great Gale. Though I wrote those songs on Somewhere Moving before Great Gale really came to life, I do all of my shows under the name of Great Gale, whether I'm doing a solo show or performing as a band with my drummer, Jeff, and our guitarist. So the band name Great Gale is actually named after a hurricane that happened in the 1800s that hit New England very hard, and Providence in particular. And so I think that Dunes, which is really motivated by self-reflections in nature, Great Gale, the band name, is definitely as well. This is the most requested song that I have, definitely. Not that there's many of them, but definitely this song is often requested. I've even had another local musician cover it and put it on their demo, and it sounds totally different, but it's definitely really flattering that someone felt that inspired by the lyrics to do that. And I really love that the song has sort of become something much bigger than my own experience. Again, it has, I think, almost overly simplified lyrics in many ways. It really doesn't have that many lyrics. Most of my songs tend to be, I think, overly verbose, but this one is very succinct lyrically. So I've really loved kind of seeing it take on a life of its own in many ways, and even take on different melodies from different people that are singing it, and just mean so many different things to different people. I think what stays the same is the emotion behind it, but the actual lyrics, they're so open to interpretation. I often moved a lot growing up, and I definitely think that that has influenced me in a number of ways, many positive ways. One way that can oftentimes be perceived as negative is I don't always feel like I know the social ropes when it comes to like group interaction. And so I've had an interesting perspective, especially at the time that I wrote this. I was in a new city, a new town, a very isolated town. And I was going through this process of meeting new people, and it actually went really well. I really left that area with a ton of really close friends, but I've always had sort of this like over-analyzing thing that I do in groups and in social settings. So I think that Dunes really is a song that is the culmination of that aspect of my life. The space in the song was so motivated by my surroundings in Bar Harbor. So I was attending college in Bar Harbor, Maine, which for those that don't know, it's on Mount Desert Island. So off the coast of Maine, it is actually an island, and it's about 6.5 hours from Providence area where we're based out of. Mount Desert Island is really quite rural, and it's home to Acadia National Park, which is a beautiful, gorgeous park. It's crazy packed with tourists in the summer, but in the winter and the rest of the year, really, all you really hear is the ocean and the wind and peepers, especially when it's peeper season, they're all over, and the black flies and just different parts of nature that it's either incredibly calm and quiet, or depending on your headspace, it's very loud. Though I'd lived in some rural places when I was quite young, I had never lived on an island off the coast of Maine, which was just drastically different. So I think that really, really heavily influenced the space present throughout the whole song. And it definitely also influenced the process that I was going through at the time of really reflecting a lot upon my life and the life of my good friends. And so being sort of like surrounded by nature at the time, I think is really present in the song for sure. This song was very different from my normal lyrical writing process. So I wrote it, and I want to say it was 2010, perhaps 2011. So I wrote the lyrics of that song early into attending college there. And it was definitely sort of a culture shock for me because I had primarily lived in more urban areas. So I wrote the first few words really, really late at night. I had just gotten a typewriter for the first time ever in my life as a young college student. I had just gotten back from a party, and I had been going through a lot of really intense self-reflection, and a lot of changes really abruptly happened in my life at that time. So it was probably like 1 or 2 in the morning, and I had just gotten back to my dorm room, and I had this new typewriter, and I was definitely a little intoxicated. And I started typing out the chorus lyrics. So the chorus lyrics actually came first.
What is it that
Probably weeks until I actually noticed that I had done it and then had remembered it. So I found it on my desk and started to tie in parts of short stories that I had been writing and restructuring it to make it sound more like poetic and cohesive. Usually my writing process is much more organized than that. Usually I sit down and write sort of an outline of a song, and it's actually generally poetry that I write disconnected from the music. That one, I had the chorus and I saw it written out, and I immediately had some chords that I had been working on that I applied to it. So I really wrote like the syllable structure and the melody to chords that were already there. So it all kind of happened at once.
Had you done a lot of songwriting before then?
I had, but I think I want to say that Dunes was one of the first songs that I really completed. I definitely had written a lot of partially completed songs before, but nothing that I had actually played out. And Dunes was the first that I knew I wanted to finish it. I knew that I wanted to play it out.
What do you think it was about it?
I think that it really represented not only a lot of what I was going through sort of emotionally and spiritually in my life, but also musically. So at my college, I took some fingerstyle guitar lessons from a really amazing classical guitarist by the name of Kevin Morris. He's just amazing. And I was studying jazz guitar as well. So that song, though it doesn't sound like jazz or classical style guitar at all, it really ties in a lot of the stuff that I was learning. It is fingerpicked, and the chord voicings are, there's a lot of sevens, and there's like a nine in there too. So I think that I was really excited about the music and felt like I just needed to get those words out. The goal of this song, I think, has ultimately been to be sort of minimalist and really play with the space of the song. And I found a really interesting way to do that was to apply a lot of effect pedals. I primarily play acoustic guitar right now, but I have more of a background in lead guitar. And I'm really into sort of like ambient style lead guitar. And so when I started Great Gale as an acoustic guitarist, I kind of struggled with finding ways to still be able to make really weird, bizarre, spacey sounds. And I think Dunes is an example of where I've still used a ton of reverb, a little bit of delay, a little bit of tone modification. I use the carbon copy delay pedal a lot, and it has a tone modification button, which kind of creates all sorts of dissonance. And that matched with reverb really creates a lot of noise that tends to linger. And that also creates this thing that happens where the tonality of the song almost blends together. And while it's really just a few chords, because it's fingerpicked like that, the notes tend to carry over into one another. And yeah, and I really tried to play with the overall meaning of the song and having some of the bizarre sounds sort of symbolic of the overall meaning too. The beginning of the song is probably the best example. It starts with the really heavy sort of percussion sound with really ambient guitar. And I'm privileged to work with Jeff Castelli. He's the other full-time member of Great Gale. He's also the main producer. We did the recordings all on our own. And Jeff is sort of the leader on that front. And he's really great at bringing in bizarre sounds just in general. It's like his favorite thing to do. So I think that right away, the song starts out with a lot of tension. And the overall song, I guess I should just start talking about the meaning. Maybe that would tie it in better. The overall meaning is sort of about our internal reflections on our life and like the things that have gotten us there, and how we all have our different paths that we walk, which are often influenced by the people that we have in our life. So starting the song with that sort of tension and abrupt drums with the backdrop of really ambient guitar noises, I think, is a good example of that.
I'll stop for just a second to watch the cop cars drive by over the dunes, a province town where your father's ashes lie.
In the lyrics, are you referring to real life things?
Yes and no. So there's some that play on really clear experiences that I've had and others that are definitely more of like metaphors. So the first few lines about the dunes over Provincetown, I had a really tight core group of friends in my adolescence and my teenage years, and we would often take an annual trip to Provincetown on the Cape. And one moment that really struck me in my adolescence was sitting at a beach late at night with my friend whose father had passed away, and I got his permission to talk about this story for the podcast. His father had passed away when he was very young, and his ashes were spread over the dunes, which are no longer there because of weather, but the dunes were there at the time. And I just remember sort of taking in all of these life experiences that I've had with this group of friends. And it was sort of like towards the end of high school, and it was one of the last summers that we had together. So I knew that I wanted to eventually reference that in a song, and that experience really opened up the song and sort of paved the way for everything that follows and lyrically within it.
Over the dunes, a province town where your father's ashes lie. And I know where you're going, and I know where you've been. So what is it that gets you by? Do your terrors come when you close your eyes?
Have they heard the song?
They have heard the song. I remember they came to a show, actually when I played it with the Na'vi Giants before Great Gale even, and I remember being very nervous because I knew that I was going to play the song, and I had mentioned it to them, and I think I had even sent them a recording, or maybe I had just sent them the lyrics, but I was still nervous. I think that as humans, we often try to avoid dark subjects instead of talking about them, and I don't always think that that's the healthiest way to process. So I think this friend in particular, he's my friend Eli, and we're very close friends. We've been friends for years. Us in particular, we have a pretty dark sense of humor with one another. So I took his word for it that it was going to be okay. And he heard the song, and he actually was super happy about it. I think he's the type of person that really appreciates talking about things. And our trips to Provincetown were really important, I think, to both of us in a lot of ways, because it was always when it was at a time where both of us were kind of going through a lot in our adolescence. And those trips sort of meant like certain freedom for us. So I think that being able to sing about the sort of dark emotions surrounding that sense of freedom is important for both of us. Getting back to sort of the overall meaning of the song, it definitely is a lot about the changes that I've gone through personally, but what it really is most of all is just that moment that you have when you start to realize that the people that you're surrounding yourself with aren't necessarily making the choices that you want to make. And so it's really about realizing what that means and developing that more for yourself. So the chorus.
So what is it that gets you by?
It's realizing that not only are you feeling that, but in fact, everybody probably feels that at one point. So it's just that kind of thought of like, we're all here doing this again. Who actually wants to be here? What are you actually doing when you're alone? What are you thinking?
And hear the howling of the pack who've come to take you in to the place to lose and win and start again.
And then the second verse, there's the howling of the pack coming to take you in. Mm-hmm. Like the obvious thing would be to say like peer pressure, but...
Yep, it's definitely peer pressure. And it's interesting. I've had some people, a lot of times people hear the song and they really, I think, can relate to the simplicity of the chorus. I don't typically write music in a way that's super typical for songwriting. And it's definitely not pop style. Like, honestly, it's everything that my music instructor told me not to do about writing music is what I tend to do. So I think Dunes is definitely, you can see that kind of style of writing in the song, but it definitely has a chorus that repeats many times and I think is very relatable. So I've had a lot of folks hear the song and offer their own analysis of it. And I've heard peer pressure, that definitely was my intention when I wrote that line. But I've also heard some people represent that to them, it means more of like their own inner voices and their own insecurities. And I think that those two things are really connected. So I really enjoyed hearing people's different ways of relating the song back to their own life. There's also a really intentional shift in sort of the sound of the song, which is present in both the guitar and the kick drum in particular. The kick goes from, I think it's on the two in most of the song, and it goes right to the one of each measure, and the chords actually change. So it's mostly an A minor. And then when that comes out of, I guess you could call it a bridge, sure, little instrumental break, it goes from a G, and the G is only in the song a few times. So every time it's there, it is quite dramatic. And then it actually swaps the A minor to F and starts an F, and it's no longer in F7. It's now just an F major chord, just a normal F major chord. So I wrote that part of the song to sort of sound like it was the uplifting part, or sort of like the coming to terms with yourself and this long process that we continuously do throughout our lives of self-reflection. So it's the like happier time where it's like, okay, some of us aren't here anymore, but we're all like finding our own paths. And it's definitely very, I guess, existential in some ways, because there is like the acceptance of sort of like, I don't want to say like depression, but I think there's an acceptance of mortality, I think, in that part of the song as well. So it's definitely part of that existential quest of figuring out who we are and what we're really here for, and if it's okay if we're doing it alone, and who we are when we're by ourselves, and who we are when we're in a group.
In that instrumental section we were talking about, like the way that it switches from the beat going being on the two to it being on the one is it skips a beat.
The drummer, Jeff, he's really into sort of experimental drumming and beat styles like that. So that was definitely his input there. And I really loved the sort of dissonance that it created in the song. And once I was finally able to do it successfully in practice, we started adding that in. What is it that gets you by? Do you sleep on through the night? One day we all will fall. I definitely wrote it when I was in a bit of a dark place. So for me at the time, it was meant as kind of a dark, like, this is pointless because how can we only go so far and then, you know, we all die. It's definitely like incredibly dramatic and sort of something that I think a lot of adolescents go through. And I was quite young when I wrote it. But I think that it can also be viewed in line with that like F more major feel is kind of coming to terms with what we have and who we are. One day we all will fall. One day we all will fall. One day we all will fall. So you'll hear throughout Somewhere Moving, throughout those recordings, Jeff tends to, his backup vocals tend to be very like panned backwards if you're listening in earphones, and have a lot of reverb. Oftentimes they'll have delay on them too, and they'll be sort of like very lo-fi and almost overly compressed. And that's definitely intentional. I think that he had just done it, I think he might have even done it by accident in one of the mixes. It might have been an accent, or it might have been very intentional. I'm not totally sure. But I remember hearing it and just being super into that kind of editing for the backup vocals. So it remained very consistent in all of the Somewhere Moving recordings. And for me, it kind of represented almost like this ghostly voice that just comes back and returns in all the songs. And a lot of the songs are definitely about watching some friends go through things like drug addiction and go into recovery. And some of them not necessarily make it into recovery at the time that I was writing them. So I think that it's sort of representative of literally like ghostly figures and this like impending doom that is sort of there. Much of the song is quite dramatic lyrically and instrumentally. So I think that it just felt like a very fitting ending for it to sort of go out with really playing on space. So it actually, though it's technically quieter and softer because the instruments cut out, it really just like gets under your skin in a way that I wanted to try to play with. And the beginning of the lyrics start with a pause. So I thought it'd be interesting if the end started with sort of an extended fade out on that line. One day we all will fall. A lot of the songs I tend to write and I'm not super connected to them because I think that songwriting is just a really fun process, and you can sort of write things and leave them and kind of move on. But Dunes in particular has been one that I've kind of kept close. So there's different lines that I've gone back to and either have a different meaning when I hear it again somehow, or just stick out in a different way that they hadn't before. So I think when I first wrote the song, the opening lines, I'll stop for just a second, were sort of the big thing that I thought about. And when I play it live, I tend to play with the space afterwards. It's not always to time, so I'll sort of extend it out again to play with that tension, which is much easier to do live than in the recording. So I think that because of the sort of playful nature of the opening line that I can have with the audience, that line used to stick out a lot for me, and that's what I mostly thought about. But it changes. I definitely think that the Howling of the Pack line is one that I often go back to as well. And I see folks singing along too that I've been to a few Great Gale shows, which always means a lot to me when I see people actually singing along to songs.
So if people would like to hear more of your music, what should they do?
They have a few options. They can go to greatgale.bandcamp.com to see all of our works up there. And those are all self-recorded works. They can also go to iTunes and Spotify, coming very soon. So by the time that this is edited, they should be able to find it, Somewhere Moving by Great Gale on iTunes. And you can also check in with our Tumblr, greatgale.tumblr.com, and find us on Facebook.
Great. And my name's Jacob Haller, and I have my own music, which you can find on Bandcamp or at music.jwgh.org. And I also have a couple of other podcasts and various projects I'm working on that you can find at jacobhaller.com. I'm going to put together, you know, some show notes with links to Gina's website and various other things we've talked about. And you'll be able to find that on yoursongpodcast.tumblr.com, T-U-M-B-L-R. And I guess with all that said, we're going to go out by listening to the song we've been talking about in full, Dunes, by Gina Marie Dallaire of Great Gale, from her album Somewhere Moving. Thanks for listening.
Drive by over the dunes, a province town where your father's ashes lie. Over the dunes, a province town where your father's ashes lie. And I know where you're going, and I know where you've been. So what is it that gets you by? Thank you.
Yep, that was way more articulate, but definitely great. Yep.
Didn't feel articulate.
That was, I think,